You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the Mason Crosby Show. Tommy Wirtz in for Mitch Thundernellis. We are presented by Verizon, official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers. Packers all-time leading scorer Mason Crosby here as well. And joining us now from WFRV in Green Bay on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, Kyle Malzahn. You can follow him on Twitter at Kyle Malzahn, but make sure you put the H in front of the A because everyone else messes that up for sure. Kyle, good afternoon. How are we doing today, my man?
Good, man. Appreciate you guys having me on, talking a little football, talking a little Packers, brisk fall day, and this is when we're starting to get into football season and football weather in Green Bay.
Yeah, it's definitely time to right now. I know you do a little bit of work covering the Brewers right now. We just opened up with that, too. How you feeling about tonight, specifically?
Yeah, I mean, this team, look, they've fought all season long. If there was a team in Major League Baseball that could come out of this 0-2 deficit on the road, you'd think it would be the Milwaukee Brewers. For a team that, you know, I thought the pitching, you know, having to face Ohtani, Betts, Freeman would be a daunting task. Suddenly this offense has gone silent. So the bats need to wake up big time. And where's Christian Yelich been, man? I mean, this is the Brewers superstar. He's a former MVP. This is why they brought him in, to perform at his best when his best is needed. And he has just been silent since really 2018, you know, the last NLCS appearance. So they need their superstar to come through at some point, and no better big time to do it now. But things aren't looking too good for the Brewers. I mean, look, the fact that this pesky offense wasn't able to go and chase these starters for the Dodgers out of the game worries me a little bit, because now you have Glass, now you have Ohtani looming, and a really well-rested bullpen for the Dodgers playing in L.A. It's a big task for this 2025 Brewers team, but these, as Pat Murphy calls them, the Woodpeckers, They always prevail. They've given you no reason to. So until they do, you have to have a little hope and faith.
I like that, Kyle. I like, it's, hope is not a strategy, but it is something that we can hold on to, right? And so yeah. I think until this Brewers team proves us otherwise, that they can't, you know, recover and come back. I mean, they lost two to the Cubs on, you know, in Wrigley, and then were able to come back and get the win. So if until this thing is over, let's just, you know, let's support this team. Let's push them across that finish line. Let's have a little hope that they can get this thing going. They might disappoint us, but until that fourth game is over, until that fourth loss happens, I think we need to have just a little faith that they can get this thing done, because they did not disappoint all season long. So really appreciate that insight, Kyle. Let's move over to the Packers. They're heading to Arizona, which is the dream. Love going and play in Arizona. I always wish it was in, you know, November, late November, some December time frame. But you know, this will do right now. So what are you hearing? What's kind of the word this week? I feel like with the Brewers playing this NLCS, we've talked a little less about the Packers this week. So just fill us in on what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is a team in a game that Green Bay should win against and handle their business, but the Cardinals are no easy team to sleep on. If you look at their record, sure, they're 2-4 on a four-game losing streak, but every single one of their games has been decided by one possession. Yeah. They haven't lost more than 7 points, so you can't underestimate them. Now, the Packers in the NFL, I mean, Mason, you know this, sometimes it's not when you play or it's not who you play, it's about when you play them, and it looks right now like Kyler Murray's banged up, Marvin Harrison Jr. is a little banged up, so the Packers could be playing the Arizona Cardinals at the right time. Nonetheless, if they're in, the Packers should win this game. And look, this team right now, I walked out of Lambeau Field on Sunday against the Bengals. At the end of each game, whether that's a loss, win, or tie, I just want to find something new about this team. As somebody who covers them and somebody who's around them, I felt like I didn't learn anything else out about this 2025 Green Bay Packers team. Sure, they won. Great. You don't have to apologize for winning in the NFL. But it was just kind of an uninspiring win. Like, we've seen this script before, right? Like, the offense does their job. The defense looks spectacular in the first half of games. And then the second half, the defense kind of gets gassed and they let up. And, you know, the offense finds a way to figure it out and deliver the knockout punch. But there needs to be a knockout punch earlier in these games. There was a drive in the first half right before halftime where the Packers, I think they, in consecutive plays, went like 30 or 40 yards, looked like they could finish the drive, and then they just stall out. So instead of going into the locker room up 17-0, you're at 10-0, and the Bengals are within striking distance, and later they'd make a game. I just think for this Green Bay Packers team, they're a really good football team. They're really, really good on paper. They've shown signs the first two games that they can be really good. But the one thing that's going to hold them back this year is just themselves. No. I think they're their own worst enemy in some of these situations and can be their own worst enemy in some of these games. The penalties has to clean up. The defense has to finish their job. Special teams has to do their job. And Jordan Love just has to play his game. I think this is a really good football team. I think they should win on Sunday. I don't know by how many points, but on paper, they should handle the Arizona Cardinals. And maybe this could be the game that we kind of see this team play four quarters, complimentary football all across the board. And I think that's what fans and people around this team are hoping to see on Sunday.
Awesome. We got Kyle Malzahn with an H in there. Just now, don't forget that. WFRV-TV there in Green Bay, joining the Mason Crosby Show, and we're talking Packers, we're talking Brewers. There's been some weird games out there in Arizona, though, right? I mean, I think the last one I played out there was when Rasul Douglas had to, you know, knock the ball down or intercept it in the end zone after we took the lead.
That was a great game.
What a great game. I mean, wild ones where, you know, the Aaron Rodgers, you know, Hail Marys, yeah. and then the Cardinals end up finding a way to, you know, score there on that last drive.
That was a face mask, too, also in that game, too. Don't forget the face mask.
Face mask, yep. Yeah. Bad call. So we got to watch out for the refs down there. You know, those refs are just down there on vacation enjoying some, you know, couple rounds of golf, and they don't do their job. So, yeah, just talk to it, because we're going to make our picks later, so I'm going to actually, you know, go there, because I've been pretty bad the last couple weeks with my picks. So you said that the Arizona Cardinals have played close games. Do you think that 6.5 number the Packers are being spotted there, do you think that's enough? Or, like, is this thing going to be a little tighter than that? I mean, do you think they can win by more than a touchdown?
Yeah, thankfully for Arizona in this time of the weather, there might be some Wisconsinites at their Arizona homes getting away from winter.
Travel
so.
Well.
Yeah. So you know that Green Bay Packers fans, one way or another, are going to show up. So, you know, you have some sense of home field advantage when you hear those Go Pack Go chants. But I think this is the game, right? I think this is the game. I think the Packers offense is going to figure it out. I think the Packers defense is going to figure it out. Special teams, just be serviceable. And I think this is going to be the game we see it all come together. I think, look, if I was watching the game on Sunday, there was one plan and one objective with this offense, and it was get Josh Jacobs the ball one way or another. Like, that's the identity right now of this football team. The passing game, outside of that, looked a little clunky, but the one thing I loved is we saw Matthew Golden come through in big situations. And that started back in Dallas in overtime on fourth down. Who did Jordan Love go to? He went to his rookie wide receiver when they needed to have it. Late in the game, third down. I think it was like third and eight, late in the game, one possession game. And who does he go to? He goes to Matthew Golden for a big score. So if this chemistry is trending the way it is, and one thing I've loved and respected about Matt LaFleur introducing Matthew Golden into the NFL, that they're not forcing him the ball. Because if Jordan Love came out, first-round draft pick, all the pressure in the world, and he was forcing, you know, Matthew Golden the ball early in the season, some drops happen, and the confidence starts to wear. But now we're to a point where he showed he can do it.
Yeah.
So I think if they introduce him more and more, maybe this is the week that he gets in the end zone for the first time. But I also don't think it's a coincidence that in all three Packers wins, Tucker Kraft has found the end zone.
Yeah.
Tucker Kraft has to be a big part of this offense going forward. And that was something Matt LaFleur at the end of last year even told us, that if there was probably one regret, he regretted getting away from his top tight end. And there was times, I think, in Dallas and against the Browns that they got away from Tucker Kraft after a career game versus the Commanders. So if Matthew Golden comes through and Tucker Kraft is who he is, and Jordan Love just plays clean football to an extent where it's not going to hurt the Packers, they should have no problem winning.
This was a game last year, too, Kyle, that the Packers really impressed. It was in Lambeau last year. Jordan Love had four touchdowns in the game, and they were also able to neutralize any running from Kyler Murray. That was a big topic, too.
Right.
And they've done a fantastic job on the defensive side, on the run game. They're the number one rush defense in the NFL right now. I want to go back to one of your points, though, about how you're always saying you're trying to learn something about this team every time you leave the stadium. What are some things that you're still a little uncertain about on the Packers' offense, defense, wherever you want to go with it, that lead you to believe that I need answers to some of these questions, Kyle?
I think one of them is just like the passing game. And maybe it's a byproduct of who the Green Bay Packers are at this point. And we've seen the script of they're not going to have a number one wide receiver. And that's great. And that's fine and all. But who's going to be the guy? I don't know if we know that answer. And I don't necessarily know if we need to have that answer. But it's clear that in the red zone, they're probably more times than not going to target Romeo Doubs on like a slant if they're within the 10. It's just death taxes Romeo Doubs finding the ball in the end zone. On the defensive side, like who's going to come through with – who's going to generate turnovers?
Got to get some turnovers,
Yeah, they got to get some turnovers. And if Kyler Murray's not going, Jacoby Brissett's the backup, and he likes to throw the ball. I think he had over 300 yards last week for the Arizona Cardinals. So maybe this is the game, too. I think it comes down to, like, is this team going to play clean football, play their brand of football? Who's – like, figure out the passing game a little bit. It's just been a little confusing for me, and maybe Matt LaFleur's trying to find his footing in this offense with some of his wide receivers, and then just takeaways on defense, man. That's, I think, the three areas where they just got to figure it out. And then special teams, but I don't want to go on at length at that. I mean, it's tough. But yeah.
What have you heard from that side of things? I haven't checked in yet. I usually do that on Fridays, just like that final report. Is McManus going to go this week, or is he back practicing, or is Haversick going to get another go at it on the weekend?
Well, when Matt LaFleur talked today, he said that this was already going to be McManus's regularly scheduled day not to kick. So I don't know if we'll know anything further than this. There's a possibility that he does kick on Sunday, but it looks like Lucas Haversick is going to stick around. And I was talking to Harry Sidney about this on our locker room show, who was, you know, a three-time Super Bowl champ, coach in Green Bay, special teamer when he played in his playing days. And all you want is an opportunity, right? And for Lucas Haversick to at one point think about substitute teaching, to go to the Mecca of the NFL, which is Lambeau Field, and just do his job. All he wants is an opportunity, and he passed that test. And the one part of Green Bay special teams that they think they figured out was Brandon McManus, no more kicking issues. He's not going. But if Lucas Haversick can just come in and ride the ship until McManus is fully healthy from his quad injury, I think they're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, too, with going down to Arizona, I remember, you know, there were so many years where whenever we were going on the road and you were going into a controlled environment, it was just like, heck yeah. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to get the job done. Like, watch out for our offense. I think that's where Jordan Love is progressing to, but I think he needs to take that step, you know, continue to take those steps where it's like, yeah, we're going on the road, but if we're not playing outside in tough conditions, this needs to be a game that we go out and dominate. And so what you were saying as well, like, I think with what LaFleur said about, we don't have a number one, like, we're going to spread it out, we're going to just, you know, everyone's going to get touches, but I think you got to have that 1A, 1B, 1C then. And it is. I think it starts with Josh Jacobs. My 1B would be Tucker Kraft. I think this offense runs through Jacobs and Kraft. Just physicality, what they bring to the table. And then I do think Matthew Golden is stepping into that space. I love his adjustment on the route whenever Jordan's rolling to his left. He cuts under the defender, where I think some of the other receivers on this team would have just kind of kept running their route, right? Mm-hmm. So he has that knack, and I think the confidence, like you were talking about, has been growing. I finally saw him in that Bengals game make a hard cut, get downfield, get what he can. I think early on he was frustrated with himself because as a rookie you have to learn. You're not going to do what you did to some of these college players once you get to the NFL. Like, you got to just stick your foot in the ground, get downhill, make one cut, get what you can, and if it opens up, that's great, but don't try to do too much, right? So I think that's a great point. So what do you think? Do you think this Packers team can beat this Cardinals team on the road? The Cardinals have no run game. So, like, they will have to pass it, and we need to get that pressure turning into, like, make turnovers happen off that pressure. But do you think they can beat them by more than one touchdown, or by a touchdown or more?
Right. I think if there was any game, it would be this game. Just, you know, if Jacoby Brissett's starting, they're going to pass the ball. Look, Keyshawn Nixon's been a serviceable cornerback one, other than that time that he just gave up on that play in overtime in Dallas. But look, I like what I've seen from these Green Bay corners. Nate Hobbs has to prove it a little bit more. But I think this is a game where everybody hits on all cylinders. I think they do their job. I think Jordan Love is at a point of his career where you're starting to see all the elements come through, right? Like, last year, it's hard to kind of analyze him to an extent because of his injury, but now we're seeing him take off. And I think that was a big emphasis. And he even told us it was a big emphasis of his game to start taking off, scramble when the pocket collapses, find a way to get some yards. I love the way that Love is progressing. His biggest thing is just playing clean football. And if he can do that, this Packers defense is set up in a way to succeed, to dominate, to put the offense in good situations. The offense has to do their job. And if they do that, they should be walking out of Arizona 4-1-1, which, by the way, Mason, did you ever tie? Ever a tie? Yep. Okay, I hate ties, but just saying 4-3-1-1, like, the "and" is just annoying for me.
It just gets too much. Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, wait, what is 411? Isn't that a number you're supposed to call or something?
Yeah, information.
There you go. Right, 811 if you want to dig too. So if we get to that point, I guess
exactly. I hope we get to 811. Yeah, that'd be
would be pretty good. Yeah. Kyle Malzahn, WFRV in Green Bay. Thank you so much. Does this series get back to Milwaukee, Kyle?
Oh man, if the bats wake up.
Okay.
If the bats wake up.
I'll keep it at that if you want.
Like, real quick, I was at American Family Field the first few games. Like, the fans just wanted a reason to cheer and to get on the Brewers' side. They just really, outside of the Churia homer, they didn't, and Sal Frelick's crazy whatever double play it was. Like, they just want a chance to cheer. So if the Brewers can.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can get this back to Milwaukee. Man, the Brewers have that home crowd on their side. They just 4 wins from a World Series berth. Got to get there first. Just give themselves a chance. Just win. Yeah. Win. And then get back to Milwaukee.
And then win again. Yeah, I got you. Kyle, thank you so much for jumping on today, my man. Make sure you guys follow him on Twitter at Kyle Malzahn, H before the A in Zahn, WFRV TV. Have a good rest of your day, Kyle.
Appreciate you guys. Take care, all right?
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it, Kyle. There he is, Kyle Malzahn, WFRV TV in Green Bay, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. We had this kind of on the docket for a topic today. We'll talk about it more at the top of the hour, but I think Kyle set it up pretty well for us, Mason. If you could get one Packer involved in the offense more this week specifically, who do you want it to be? Nicolay Law Fan talking text line 414-677-1250. That is the number to join the show at 1 o'clock. We will discuss that. On the other side, we'll wrap up some of our Brewers talk before we get into all football, all in the 1 o'clock hour. It is the Mason Crosby Show. We are presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, live from the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.